Critics mock Hillary Clinton's willingness to serve in potential Harris administration. By Wendell Hasebo on September 19, 2024. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton suggested she would be open to accepting an official position in a potential Harris administration, drawing jeers from Republicans who mocked her willingness to unretire. Clinton is a two-time failed presidential contender, an election denier, a former senator, and a former Secretary of State. During an interview with CBS News, reporter Aaron Moriarty asked Clinton if she wanted to work in a potential Harris administration, either officially or unofficially. "Well, certainly, unofficially, I want to be as helpful as I can and would do anything I was asked to be helpful," Clinton replied. "We have so much to do that it really should be all hands on deck. And anybody who can help in any capacity should be willing to do so." Yikes, Republican strategist Steve Cortes posted on X. A vote for Kamala Harris is a vote to make Hillary Clinton the defense secretary or secretary of state. This clip should send chills down the spine of anyone who values peace and security, Republican communications guru Steve Guest said. Hillary and Kamala would be on the lookout to start a new war ASAP. Republican strategist Matt Whitlock suggested that Clinton's interview during her ongoing book tour might benefit Republicans' chances of defeating Harris. Having Hillary do interviews on behalf of the Harris campaign might be even more valuable for Republicans than having Harris do interviews for the Harris campaign, he said. Clinton, who immediately endorsed Harris when she entered the race, is a longtime election denier. 2016, claimed the Supreme Court took away a presidency in Bush v. Gore. 2017, alleged she would not rule out questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 election. 2020, claimed the 2016 presidential election was not conducted legitimately, saying, "We still don't really know what happened." 2020, claimed Stacey Abrams would have won Georgia's gubernatorial race if she had a fair election and that Abrams should be governor but was deprived of the votes she otherwise would have gotten. More than 150 examples of Democrats denying the 2016 election are here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.